Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the South Florida High School Sports Show with your host, Larry Bluestein, on 560 WQAM.
And that is us on this beautiful Monday evening. Kind of windy outside. A little bit cooler. A little bit of rain. Kind of hazy. So how beautiful is it? With you up until 9 o'clock, as we heard, Hector will be right along with us. And a lot to get to this evening. Huge show, and it will be highlighted about 8:45 or so by FIU head coach Butch Davis, who will join us, talk about the National Signing Day, the program, which had its best year in school history, Bahama Bowl win, everything like that. And they are in the right direction. We'll talk to him about 8:45 or so. So much happening this time because of the fact that we kind of wrapped up from the Power Five and many of the Division One type of scholarships. There may be a few stragglers out, but now it's the next part of things, and that's when the Division Two and NAIA, the Division Three, even junior colleges will kind of look at some of the players left, and there are a lot of qualified players, and we know for a fact throughout the entire state, but certainly in South Florida, that got the grades in the classroom, the test scores, everything that goes along with recruiting, because, I mean, that's a huge part of recruiting, getting the grades. And now the next phase begins, where a lot of these programs who, you know, they were counting on Plan A, but Plan A went somewhere else, and then that's how it's done, and that's how you get matched up a little bit, and that's how these kids who've given, you know, you look back, I mean, ever since they could walk, a lot of them have played this game, and they don't want to give in so easily, and if they can get a scholarship or at least some assistance to pay for their college education, you parlay both, have a good time playing football, a sport that you've loved all your life. I mean, going pro is merely out of the question for basically everybody. I mean, it's just such a low percentage. And if you do, it's awfully tough to stick because every year there's going to be another you coming at you. So then you look at some of these guys who have 8 to 10 to 15-year careers and shake your head and think, wow, they played at that level for so many years. So, and we have more than anybody else in the country. South Florida has more than anybody else in the country when it comes to, you know, getting kids placed, getting into the NFL, you know, things like that. So certainly tonight, along with Butch Davis, we'll check in with Coach Doug Socha, the head coach at Kaiser University. Went through his first full year, has another recruiting class under his belt, getting a lot of kids from all of South Florida. And that's what he does. He knows a lot about the kids, and he knows certainly about what it takes to, you know, to get to that next level, being a head coach at the high school level, being around the NFL for a period of time. So he's had that opportunity to build. We'll talk to him what it's like going through this program in year two. And about 14 minutes or so at 8:20, Christian Williams. Maybe not a household name right now, but to Hurricane fans, maybe over the next 4 years or so, 3-4 years, you'll understand who he is. This is the young man who was committed to Alabama, and everybody thought he was going to go to Alabama. And then National Signing Day, this Daphne, Alabama standout decides that he's going to make a switch and head south, and we'll talk to him about that decision and tonight. And, I mean, obviously, it's an important decision. In a few minutes, we'll be joined by Tony Coley from the Orange Bowl Showcase. That's coming up this Saturday at St. Thomas University. So we'll be checking in with him. If that name sounds familiar, former University of Miami Hurricane, and certainly somebody who's been very active with what's going on, and you know, and he's done tremendously well in his work world and doing outstanding. But we'll talk to him about that showcase that will come up on Saturday, as we mentioned. St. Thomas University, another player. This is another program that will not waste a year. They'll get going this coming year. They had a monster recruiting class last Tuesday. What an opportunity for that program, you know, to get going, because you know how much talent we have down here in South Florida. I mean, they're stacked. So they're, you know, obviously there's so much talent everywhere, and there's a spillover, and that's what happens. And St. Thomas University really did well, from all the way up in the Jensen Beach area, down through Dade, Broward, Palm Beach, and that rightfully so. And they're going to be starting this year. You know, you have an opportunity to watch these kids play at the high school level, and then see that, you know, over the last few years with Kaiser, with Ave Maria, with all these other programs, Stetson, FIT, because back in our day, it was Florida A&M, it was Bethune-Cookman, it was in the Big Three, Miami, and then you had Tampa, which had a team, but, you know, they didn't have it very, you know, for a few years. But that's what I'm saying. Now there's more of an avenue for these talented young men to go through and to have an opportunity to, you know, to show what they could do. And it's exciting. It really is to see all this happening. As I said, we're going to be supposed to be joined by Tony Coley from the Orange Bowl Showcase in a few minutes. I guess we'll try to. That's the one thing, you know, that I don't. That I'm not good at. You know, I always like to get the numbers. You know, you always like to get the numbers of the people, just in case. So we don't get. As I'm texting to one of the people and see if we can get him in, and let's see what happens. But we'd certainly like to fill you in on that and hear Tony's perspective, because what this is, as I have a second, what this showcase is on Saturday, this is a third one. They've been doing these small college recruiting fairs for a long time, you know, for like 10, 12, 15 years, but never at this magnitude. And the Orange Bowl got behind it and invited everybody. But you had, in order to be invited, you had to be eligible in the classroom. And that was very important, because there's a lot of smaller schools that are making their way down. And when they had it at Nova Southeastern the last couple years, they had 30 colleges. So what they had an opportunity to do is set up their booths, watch the athletes in person, because that's very important. To, you know, they've never really had much of that before. It's just usually watching some film, getting the parents together, and also having an opportunity to, you know, try to match them from a financial standpoint. So it's, they've upped the ante. And now what happens is you have these football coaches from Pike, or, you know, some of these smaller schools throughout the country, that Mount Union, a lot of the schools that we don't hear about. I mean, because we're certainly infused with, you know, with major colleges being in a hub for the ACC and the SEC and the Big Ten and such. So we don't get a chance to see these smaller schools. But these are schools, you know, that put out Pierre Garçon. These are schools that put out some of these very talented athletes along the way. So if we don't hear from Tony, I'm trying to explain what the event is. The Orange Bowl Showcase is another event that the Orange Bowl has gotten behind and has done a great job. They thought this through the first couple of years. I mean, they've used people like Nat Moore and Dave Shula before he went to Dartmouth. They've also our own Channing Crowder, who loves that. I mean, he has an opportunity to get out there and you know, mix it up a tad with some of the kids. And you know Channing, I mean, he's one of the guys. And he gets out there. Terry Kirby's been out there. Troy Stratford, another one of our guys, have been out there. So what happens is, not only do these young men get a chance to showcase, and I think they had well over 200 last year, close to 300. But what it gives an opportunity, you have former Dolphins who are still close to the game, the Chris Chambers and people like that, are teaching these kids a little bit of fundamentals. And at the same time, and technique, and at the same time, the college coaches are getting an opportunity to watch them as well. So they have, you know, they have a chance to see them perform some athleticism, get a chance to sit down with them in their little tent area with their computers and all the things that they have, their curriculum, how much money they could give you. That's what this is all about, and that's what this Orange Bowl showcase is going to be all about again this year. It's kind of an invited thing because, you can't have not achieved in the classroom and take part in this. And this was the big thing. They gave out over $1 million worth of scholarship just last year alone from this event. So, I mean, this is a tremendous event. We'll get a chance to see guys like Tony Coley and like I said, Channing. And for the last couple of years, it's been over at Nova Southeastern tremendous facility. Now it's going down to St. Thomas University. So we're excited about that as well. Our show tonight's going to be huge, about 8:45 or so. Butch Davis, head coach at FIU, will join us at 8:30. Doug Socia, who's the head coach at Kaiser University up in Palm Beach, has done a tremendous job. We'll talk with both Butch and with Coach Socia about some of the kids that have been infused into their 2019 class. They both had FIU a little bit a year before with Butch, but he set down this even in his first year when he first got here. It was amazing how many kids that he got, but it's the same everywhere. Some will stick, some won't, but it'll be good to talk to Coach about some of the players that figured to make an impact that were part of this 2019 class. There's a few kids going to the NFL, or at least trying to go to the NFL from last year's team as well. And then when we talk to Coach Socia, the theme there is also because he doesn't have a lot of graduating kids because they just started, but he added some South Florida talent, which is always good. Miami-Dade and Broward, and because he's had an opportunity as a coach, wherever it was during his coaching career at Delray American Heritage or wherever. He knows the talent of South Florida. He knows Miami-Dade. He knows Broward, and that's where he kind of attacked. When we come back, we're going to talk University of Miami signee. This is a 2019 signee, big-time kid, Christian Williams. He comes from Daphne, Alabama. He's next. Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports.com radio show Monday evening. Larry Bluestein, Hector from Hialeah. You like that? Tell you what, Hialeah is doing pretty well. They got a lot of kids building for the future there, Hector, and certainly something that everybody's going to build out. They like that. There's a lot of pride in that community. I know that. Certainly, don't forget about the Orange Bowl Showcase that's coming up this Saturday. It's 9 to 2 at St. Thomas University, and definitely we'll take advantage for those senior kids that haven't signed yet and that are eligible. This is a great event. Over $1 million, well over $1,000, but $1 million worth of scholarships last year. Speaking about scholarships and football, University of Miami, this is one of those recruiting. This was kind of a strange year. We've turned about this, I guess, since a Pinstripe Bowl when we knew that after that Mark Richt was going to step down. Manny Diaz comes in, and certainly Manny hires a new staff, a great staff, but kept a lot of the people in that defense, one of the best defenses in the country around, and certainly paid off going after one Christian Williams from Alabama, and he's a new University of Miami Hurricane. I know the fans are going to embrace him. Big-time athlete from Daphne, Alabama, joins us now. Christian, thanks so much for taking the time, and congratulations.
Thank you.
Daphne, Alabama. I mean, what I know about Daphne, Alabama is Pat White and T.J. Yeldon. I mean, two pretty good athletes, but nevertheless, a lot of people don't get a chance to know about Daphne. Talk about that community and talk about the football in Southern Alabama.
Dabney, Alabama, I mean, it's a great community. You know, it's pretty small, tight-knit. Everybody knows everybody. One thing we take pride in here is the sports and football. Everybody loves Friday Night Lights, coming out to games, fellowshipping with each other, just eating, just enjoying the game. It's pretty big down here.
You're in a state where football, no doubt, is everything. The University of Alabama dominating the landscape of football for the last decade and years before that, and then Auburn as well. Kind of tough to be one of the top players in that state without a lot of interest. When did you start getting interest from Alabama, from Auburn, from some of the Southeastern Conference? Do you remember when that all started?
I think that all started probably my sophomore year. The spring of my sophomore year,
And then obviously things started to pick up, and you were one of the guys. Everybody looked at you no matter where it was in Alabama, and they said, that Christian Williams, he's a big-time kid. He's coming to play for Alabama. He's going to keep that tradition. What happened? All of a sudden, I hear and everybody hears, wait a minute, he's may back down a little bit, and that never happens in Alabama. What was the thinking behind that? And, you know, everybody down here, everybody here, I could tell you, is dancing in the streets, Christian, because they were looking for a player like yourself. But from your standpoint, what was the process that led to that and moving to Coral Gables?
Well, honestly, just living in Alabama, most people, is either you're Alabama or you're an Auburn fan. So for me, I've always been an Alabama fan, like watching them on TV and everything. But like once my recruitment started, I wanted to I was talking it over with my parents. I mean, I liked Alabama and everything, but I wanted to be like one of the different people and like actually open up my mind and see what everywhere else has to offer.
Right.
And after about Miami came late in my recruitment, but then I got to know the coaches very well, Coach Diaz and Coach Rumpf, and then I ended up taking an official visit down there, and that's why I just fell in love with everything, just like everything, the people, coaches, the players, school. Like, it's just so much love down there. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, talk about that, because, I mean, you've heard of the U for years. I mean, you know, you were younger when they were doing fairly well, but at the same time, I mean, you look at the recent Hall of Fame guys and Ed Reed, who I'm sure that you have great interest in looking at a player like that, who comes from Louisiana, not far from where you're at. But you take a look at players like that in Miami, even during the lean years and during years where they probably weren't dominating the way that people used to, that brand, that U has always been big because of who's in the NFL. You know, there's almost every, you look on any roster in the NFL and they're always going to go from the U. So it's not that you're coming to a place that, you know, that's like no one's ever heard of. It's sort of a program that people don't understand because of the fact that it's a smaller private school. Everybody thinks because Miami, it's, oh, wow, they have 50,000 people and it's crazy. But this is a small school. This is a smaller school, 10, 11, 12,000 undergraduates, which makes it probably easier for people like yourself, even though you're coming to a big area, you're at a smaller school, which you're from a smaller town, so it should be easier for you. Talk about that, because a lot of people don't, you know, they look at the football program and a few other things, but they don't think this is going to be your environment for the next 3-4 years.
All right, so when I came down there, I actually thought the same thing. I thought it was going to be like, just because it's Miami, it's going to be like a whole bunch of people all crazy and crowded and everything. Well, actually, it's pretty laid back, and I really like that. One thing I'm going to take advantage of is, since it's like less people, I'll be able to focus more on my goals and like what I want out of it. That's pretty much that. And I really like how it's small, because I feel like I'll learn better like that and like get my like everything done that I need to do.
Yeah, no doubt. Christian Williams is joining us. He's from Daphne High School in Daphne, Alabama, one of the top defensive backs in the country, and he signed with the University of Miami. This is a class that you look at, and there's, you know, via the transfer portal or whatever, now you're getting a lot of different teammates that not are all freshmen. What do you think about that? I mean, this gives, obviously, the athlete an opportunity to make a decision without, you know, ruining himself or ruining his career. Talk about what you as somebody from the outside looking, and I'm sure you have you know, some people that you know maybe are in that transfer portal. Talk about that, Christian. What you think, how it will enhance college football?
I mean, I really like it because I feel like some people, when they go to college, a lot of things change. Like maybe coach changes, or like somebody went somewhere for because they liked the coach there. They felt they were going to get coach great and all that.
Right.
But I mean, like when the coach leaves, then like they're really kind of stuck. Like, what did I just get myself into? So I think the transfer portal is actually really good. I mean, yeah, pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like a great idea. Now, you watched Alabama last couple of years. We've had an opportunity last year to watch one of the emerging defensive backs in Minkah Fitzpatrick. Talk about his style of play and somebody that you watched at Alabama. He's with the Dolphins and certainly had a great year. Talk about him and what you like about his style of play.
I really love how versatile he is. He can play many positions. Another thing I really like that I say about myself is his ball skills. I like how he can track the ball because, like, most DBs can't really track the ball or, like, have that skill to go get the ball like that. But then he's one of the few that have that skill.
Yeah.
So that makes him a great asset to any team, really.
Yeah, no doubt. And I mean, and obviously somebody like that, very valuable at this next level. And when you come into the NFL, it's not that easy. I mean, obviously you're going to take some bumps and bruises because you have wide receivers like Antonio Brown and you know, big time athletes like that. So that's going to take an adjustment, which it did for him. But I'll tell you what, somebody like him, somebody like yourself, because you guys are students of the game, will obviously learn a lot more. And you said something just a few minutes ago, Christian, talking about two coaches that you really like and met. One is Coach Mike Rumpf, who's really, really good, and the other is the head coach Manny Diaz. Talk about that, because Manny Diaz has a fire like no other. I mean, and here's a guy who, you know, he's your head coach, but he's also a defensive-oriented guy. And talk about that advantage and give a little shout-out to Coach Rumpf as well.
Oh, yeah, those are my guys, though. I mean, I really like them. I love how they're, like, down to earth. They're not just serious and, like, about football and, like, the whole time. Like, you can really talk to them about anything. Like, if something's going wrong with your life or anything, like, you can really talk to them, and they're genuine people. And I really like how we all, like, click. I'm really looking forward to that. I feel like I'll learn a lot from both of them with these next 4 years.
Yeah, no doubt. I know you're excited as far as getting down here. Now, what's your schedule for that? Now, when would you come in June? When would you come down?
I'm pretty sure I'm coming in June, so I'll be down like 2 weeks after I graduate.
Nice, nice. And obviously the weather will be just like it is up there, warm, hot, muggy. I know even though you live not far from the water like here, it still finds a way to get into the 90s pretty quick. Again, Christian, thanks so much for taking the time. Congratulations. I know the University of Miami people listening tonight and who will be listening for weeks and weeks are extremely excited about you and this upcoming class. I know you're happy to get down here. The fans and the players will welcome you with open arms, and congratulations on your decision.
Thank you for having me, and go Canes.
Anytime. Great guy, Christian Williams. What else can you say about that? I mean, this is a guy who is enthusiastic, he's talented, and Miami needed that at the time, giving some props as well to the coaches, and rightfully so. As we switch gears, another local team program that we've watched from the beginning and actually even before that, Coach Doug Socia and some of the great things that he's done, you know, as a coach and certainly knows talent. And as we said before, spend a lot of time in the South Florida area, and he knows the difference. He knows what these athletes can do. And as you look, after just a stellar first year, and he only had that 1 year to build. He goes after year two. His recruiting class is set. I looked at it. Tremendous football talent. Somebody like, you know, that he knows and he's recruited himself and he knows him well. He joins us this evening. Coach, congratulations, first of all, on a great first year. I don't think anybody realizes what it is to compete at the college level, at any level, and do so well. And then coming off and playing on that in your second recruiting class.
Yeah, thanks, Larry. Great to be on the show. And, it was a tremendous deal. You know, we got great people in our organization, and, you know, you put together a bunch of great people, bring them together, and then you put together a roster of high character kids, and some good things are still to come for us. So we're really excited about that for sure.
You know, when I look at your recruiting in from this year, last year, whether going into Dade County and coming away with a Juwan James or one of those secret type of kids like Gino Sandora from Western High School, you guys all not only use the South Florida area, but used it pretty well. And I know that's important to you because you even look at FAU, and you and I've talked about this. They were really slow to start getting the Palm Beach area kids. You were just the opposite. You guys went right after your strengths and the guys that you knew.
Absolutely. And that's from day one. You know, we said that we're going to recruit 5-6-1. You know, down in the Broward, down in the Dade, up our East Coast, you know, head over to the West Coast. But it's going to start right here in, you know, Palm Beach County and South Florida down the Dade for sure. And there's too much talent. We've got too many good relationships with coaches that we trust. And it just makes a lot of sense to bring guys that are really close to our school to come play for us.
You know, Coach, when you take a look at it, and you and I talk about all the schools that are popping up, affording a lot of the kids in South Florida who normally would have left and gone somewhere else because there wasn't an opportunity for a Kaiser, Ave Maria, St. Thomas University, or a lot of these schools that are popping up, Weber, Warner, any of those schools. And it really gives these athletes who we work with since they're youth football kids and kind of breed them and kind of teach them technique and strengths and coaching and all this stuff, and then lose them. Talk about the importance of all these schools, because I know that you relish having as many colleges as possible, especially in state, because it really will help you when scheduling and traveling.
Absolutely. I mean, I think that's one side of it. You know, obviously with travel, and we play a lot of teams in state, we do leave the state a little bit, which gives our guys an experience to travel out of state. We may actually have a game where we're going to fly this year. But I think on the other side of it, being a former high school coach and seeing so many kids have to leave the state and go into these places where they've never lived and they're up north. And, you know, just look at our roster. We've got 20-plus guys that left the state of Florida and came back after 1 year and decided, hey, home is where I want to be, closer to home. They come play for Kaiser. They're having success in the classroom. They're having success on the field. I think that's a big thing. So, you know, the additions of St. Thomas, and obviously we were new last year, and Ave Maria, and throughout the state, you know, the more the merrier. And I think it's just better for the game of football, and it's better for our young kids in the state to give them that opportunity, because I just think that the likelihood of them graduating and getting into the workforce when they're closer to home, I just think I've just seen it. I've seen too many people leave and come home and not finish the deal and getting their degree.
Yeah, no doubt. Coach Doug Socha, head coach at Kaiser University, joining us. You know, Coach, too, you take a look at the teams that you know, American Heritage, where you've been. You know the people there. So you kind of went in there and got a few kids, and you signed them on National Signing Day. Dwyer is another program, a proven winning program. Jack has done an awesome job there for years, and he turns out kids that are college ready. I mean, he has a outstanding staff. Talk about that, because you know, as a high school coach, if you send a college coach somebody that they don't have to kind of like spend hours and hours and hours with just teaching fundamentals, they're going to keep coming back to you.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think for us at the foundation of it all, you know, there's so much talent in South Florida. Character and kids that love football and kids that are tough are big in our program. And that's something that's part of our footprint. But these relationships that we have with high school coaches and the trust, and they know what they're getting with us, and we know what we're getting with them. And, you know, we often ask these high school coaches, you know, how much they love it. Well, what was their summer commitment like last summer? What are they like on campus? And when I can talk to Jack, or I can talk to Brad Tremper or Heinze, I can talk to Matt DeBuck, you know, all these coaches that we know here, they're going to tell me the truth, and they're going to tell me the good, the bad, and everything else in between. So there's huge value to those relationships, and it's really paying off, because we're seeing, you know, what they're telling us during the recruiting process is what we're getting as a product here at Kaiser.
And you're also, I mean, this is another startup for you. I mean, you started a high school program, now you're starting a college program. obviously, this is a whole different ball game because, I mean, your assistants aren't guys who, you know, work at the local grocery store during the day and then come over and coach. These are guys who are on staff, and they're helping you build this program. And the process is, I mean, just mind-boggling. And we had an opportunity last year to go up and watch you, you know, and watch your building get built, which is built now, and certainly a facility that's taken on a life of its own. How is the community? Because that's where you have to kind of concentrate on, you know, to get some fans in the seats. How are they embracing the school?
Well, the support's been excellent. I think Kaiser's got such a name and a brand in the state because they've done education for so long. I think they're on their 41st year, and now they decided to do football. And, you know, obviously football is king in this state. So our community in West Palm Beach has been excellent. You know, I think that our brand is very visible within our community. I think it's stretching out down into Broward in the day and up our coast and over to the west side. So that's been a big piece of it. And people love college football. And I think, you know, it also gives an opportunity. You know, you talk to Chris Coquel, who's come to our games, and he's like every other play, he recognizes the name on our roster that's getting called out by the PA announcer. So
nice.
I think that's a big piece of it. So, you know, that community support has been excellent, and it's only getting better. And the commitment here from Kaiser University is unbelievable for our student-athletes, from the academic support and putting these young people in a position to succeed after they leave here. And then, obviously, they provided us. We've got a great facility that we're building. There's going to be a turf stadium put in place here soon. We're going to have lights at some point, and, you know, it's going to be a really nice college football venue.
Yeah, and the kids get a really quality education. It's a school that is well known around the country, you know, very, very highly accredited. And it's also, as I didn't know when I came up there, it's a golf, a legendary place to be, too.
Yeah, they do have a pretty big component of golf, of a golf school where guys can come here and train to be a golf pro, and it's right next to our facility. Obviously, you saw the driving range and the simulators in the indoor facility, and the putting green, and so that's a pretty good deal. But the education is excellent. The relationship that our players get to build with their professors, and most importantly, what we're going to see, and I've seen it since I've been here, not that we've graduated football players yet, but the graduates from Kaiser University get jobs, and they get jobs in the field of what they studied. So
nice.
That's the biggest thing is, you know, football at some point is going to come to an end, but if we can get our guys in position to be ready for the next stage of their life, and you know, certainly it would be awesome for them all to get a job right when they leave here and what they want to do.
Good stuff. Coach Doug Socia, head coach at Kaiser University, again, thanks so much. Good luck. We'll see you plenty because you guys do a lot. You run a lot of camps and all that stuff, so we'll head up there sometime during the spring or during the summer, Coach.
Awesome. We'll see you then. Thanks, Larry.
Good stuff. Doug Socia, head coach at Kaiser. When we come back, we wrap things up for a Monday evening. Head coach Butch Davis from FIU. Back with you on a South Florida High School Sports Radio Show for a Monday evening. Larry Bluestein and Hylia Hector, thanks so much for joining us. Thanks to Coach Doug Socia, head coach at Kaiser University, and Christian Williams, University of Miami signee, for joining us in our last segment. And certainly as we turn our attention to a program that is on fire on the football field and recruiting, doing an awesome job, and certainly coming off the best year in school history, another bowl win. And we said it before he arrived and knew that this was going to happen. Coach Butch Davis has done an awesome job. He's kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for joining us. And, wow, I'll tell you what, you guys have it rolling right now.
Well, thank you, Larry. It's good to be with you. And, yeah, you know, as you already alluded to the fact about recruiting, it's clearly the lifeblood of any football program. And, you know, every year you get an opportunity to add 20 to 25, you know, young men to your program. And hopefully every single one of these last three recruiting classes, you know, the program's gotten better and better, and we're excited about the future.
You know, you take a look at the first recruiting class, and these are kids that really didn't know you. I mean, they didn't know your staff. But they went on the fact of what you've done, the coaching staff that you surrounded yourself with, and they believed in you. And these are kids that are the nucleus now of this program moving forward to guide some of the younger kids that came along this year and last year. Talk about that first class, because everybody remembers that first class, because it's that one that you say, you know, we have to hustle. We have to, you know, we have to go on our instincts on kids, and you did quite well.
Yeah, you know, Larry, you're exactly right. And to be honest with you, you know, I mean, you know, when you come into a program, it doesn't matter where that program happens to be, you know, basically you're trying to sell a vision of the program. You're trying to sell, you know, what you think that the program's going to be in the future. And you try to get those kids to somewhat buy into it. Noah Curtis and Kevin Oliver and a bunch of those kids that were in that very first freshman class, you know, it was kind of a leap of hope on their part. And now that they're here, obviously getting ready to go into their third year, you know, they've been a part of two bowl games. They've been a part of, you know, a 9-win season. And so, you know, they kind of become the ambassadors that when kids come in and you bring the recruits in last year and this year's class, you know, those guys do a great job and trying to sell the program, sell the assistant coaches and the staff and the things that we're doing in the program. And it obviously it pays dividends. And I, you know, I have to also, Larry, I want to go back because, you know, we inherited some kids that were unbelievably hungry to try to win. And in all the programs that I've gone into in the first year, a lot of times, sometimes there's a lot of bumps in the roads. Kids, you know, they want you to prove to them that you know what you're doing, or this is what's the program going to be like, what's my role going to be like. The difference in coming to FIU 2 years ago, guys like Anthony Wendt and Alex Magoo and some of the guys that are the older seniors getting ready to play next year, like Anthony right. Jones and Napoleon Maxwell, I'm going to tell you, they jumped in immediately. And from everything from off season to helping recruit to the work ethic and the culture that we were trying to build, we couldn't be where we are without those guys as well.
And you know what? You bring that up, and I remember talking to you about Furman Silva. And here's a guy who was probably at a position where wasn't going to have any NFL interest. And you said, listen, I've seen a lot of these kids who are deemed tweeners, and I think that moving him to another position is going to, you know, help him out. Talk about that, because a lot of people don't see that. A lot of people don't hear about that.
Well, you know, Larry, obviously Furman is one of those guys that, you know, he was, as you said, a little bit of a tweener, kind of a somewhat like, you know, Charles Haley. He was never, you know, a massive 275-pound defensive end, but he wasn't really the athleticism of maybe a linebacker, but he had an unbelievable ability to put pressure on the quarterback, and obviously several Pro Bowls and Super Bowls. Well, Furman was an awful lot like you know, you said, okay, let's try to create some positions to where it showcases what he does extremely well. And another young man, Larry, that I'd like to talk about, obviously, is Stanley Thomas, that's on our football team, that he was kind of somewhat in the mix before I got there as a wide receiver. He went through spring with me, went through training camp, and, you know, and he struggled at times. He was inconsistent at times as a wide receiver. I beat myself up because we should have made this move earlier, but we moved him to corner. And I'm going to tell you what, this is a young man that's got a great future. Not only as a cornerback, I think he's going to play in the National Football League. I mean, he's got the length, he's got the speed, you know, and he's really doing good. And that's, you know, that's kind of, Larry, what coaches have to do, is you got to try to find, you know, the players, evaluate what they can do and try to put them in positions and roles that gives them a chance to showcase who they are and how they can help the team win.
Yeah, no doubt. Butch Davis joining us, head coach at FIU. And I'll tell you, a guy along that vein is last year when we came out to watch your summer thing, and I see this tall, long guy who they said, hey, you know who this guy is? Well, only Butch Davis would find Sterling Palmer's kid. I mean, you know, I mean, I'll tell you what, this kid is on a one-way rocket to the NFL if he stays healthy. Yeah. I mean, what an impact player. And he showed you this past year. Talk about that and finding kids like that, because this is what your career has been like. You unturn these kids. You find these guys when nobody else does.
Well, I mean, I've got a great assistant coaching staff, and they certainly they help do that, Larry. But
right.
you ask guys to go out and find guys on film. You take a look at them, you evaluate them, and sometimes they're overlooked by other programs. But I will tell you, and you nailed it. I mean, Sterling Palmer's going to have an enormous future as a true freshman. Here's a kid that comes in. He's 6'6". He's 235 pounds during the season. I think he's up to about 250 now. And, here's a kid that, he actually made the first team all bowl team as a tight end. In all 40 bowl games, he was selected in the bowl game. He
wow.
had a touchdown. He had several receptions in our bowl game. And he's learning how to block and be a dominant player at the point of attack. And he's obviously got the frame to be an NFL, tight end. It kind of goes back to kind of finding guys like Jeremy Shockey that was a slow white wide receiver at 8 Oklahoma, and now all of a sudden, he goes in and has a phenomenal career in the National Football League, played great in college, I think one of the things, Larry, that benefited me enormously was working with Jimmy Johnson at Oklahoma State, and obviously at Oklahoma State,
sure.
we weren't getting the exact same players that Texas and Oklahoma and Nebraska and the teams in our area were getting. So you had to kind of somewhat go and find guys. And I went to North Little Rock, Arkansas, and found a tall, skinny, 6'4", 205-pound kid by the name of Leslie O'Neill, who became a first-round draft choice at Oklahoma State,
yep.
is the leading sacker at San Diego Chargers. And you just, you kind of look at guys that are multi-sport athletes and project, hey, if this kid does this, this is a way that, he can be a great player on the collegiate and certainly in the NFL level.
No doubt. Butch Davis joining us, FIU head coach. Class of 2019, the one thing here that you notice right away, you look at Deshaun Davis, you look at his teammate Chris Mitchell, both 8A state champions from Mandarin. You went out and Lexington Joseph, who I think, I call him the steal of the recruiting cycle. This kid is as hard a runner as you're going to find. Comes from a tremendous family, great background. His brother is athletic,
yep.
and you take a look at somebody like that, but then you also go outside the area. I mean, you went to Lyman High School and got Nate Jefferson, who I had an opportunity to watch as well. Very athletic. Nasir
yep.
Carter from West Orange, same way. And you could see your type of recruiting guys. You when you went out of state, it was, to get a kid like Stone Norton or went up in the panhandle and got a kid who we had an opportunity to watch for a lot of years, I think, since he was a freshman, in Kendry Grant from Port St. Joe. So
yep.
you did, I mean, obviously, I don't have to tell you, you guys did an awesome job. I know the staff worked extremely hard, but to come back with that and then to find a Logan Gunderson who had an opportunity to watch in high school, and then now he's 2 years matured by being at ASA. Talk about this class, because I think you hit it in a lot of different directions.
Well, thank you, Larry. One of the things, we signed 15 players from the state of Florida, and we signed 6 players outside the state. And, we were hungry to go out. We wanted to get bigger. We wanted to get faster. We're longer. I mean, a high percentage of the kids that we signed are 6'2", 6'3", 6'5", 6'7". I mean, we wanted to become, a lot bigger football team, a lot more athletic. Most of the kids that we signed, Larry, is the fact that they are – multi-sport. They're football players and basketball players. They're football players. They run track. They've done a lot of other sports. They love competition. And certainly you already talked about Flex, and I think,
right.
I think he's a steal. I think he's an
yeah.
electrifying guy. That you get that kid the ball in space, and he's one of the kids that certainly, in this recruiting class that could take the ball the length of the field and score from anywhere, and we're really excited about what he can do. Every recruiting class, Larry, is it centers around the quarterback. And Stone Norton was the 15-0 state champion in the state of Tennessee. He was Mr. Football there. And you have to get a quarterback in every recruiting class and bring somebody in. And he was kind of the bell cow behind the scenes. Once we started getting commitments and once the guys started taking trips and stuff, he behind the scenes was calling guys and rallying them around, put them on. They were on the same social media page with each other and encouraging each other. And then the great thing about it, Larry, was after we came back after the December signing day, as soon as we started recruiting the next group of kids for the February signing date, those guys all jumped in. I mean, Stone was one of them, and Flex was one of them, and all these guys, they started calling the guys that were visiting, and they certainly helped us, you know, close and get some of the guys that came in. And, you know, in the month of January, a major focus was in the offensive line. You'd already talked about Logan Gunderson, that's a 6'5", 295-pound offensive lineman that we're really excited about. But we went in and we cracked into the state of Texas, and we got a young man there in Euless. That's the first time that I've ever had an opportunity to go out and be able to recruit a Polynesian young man.
Oh, wow.
And offensive lineman, you know, he's coming in. He's a 6'4", 295-pound kid. And I'm going to tell you what, he's a young man that absolutely is just, you know, he's got a great chance to play, you know, an awful lot for us. His name is Siona Finney.
From Keller, Texas.
Absolutely. And I'm going to tell you what, when you watch him on film, I mean, he, you know, he can run, he can pull, he's big and massive and powerful and strong, and we're really excited about him, you know, coming into the program.
Good stuff. Well, Coach, as I said, we're there every step of the way. We love what you're doing. I love the summer stuff when you invite all the schools. It's a lot of fun. The kids love it, and you're getting a following, Coach. It's starting, and you're doing a little Pied Piper action. The kids are coming, and you're doing awesome.
Well, Larry, thank you very much, and I'm going to jump out and take a shot at, you know, encouraging the high school kids to, you know, come and learn to be a better football player, and come watch our practices. We're getting ready to start on March the 17th. We got our 15 days of spring practice, and you alluded a little bit to the camps that we've had. The first year we had close to 3,000. Last year we had about 2,600 kids. We had probably 20 different universities at those camps. And it gives exposure to all the kids in South Florida. And you know, and I, being an old ex-high school football coach, I want to try to help all these kids find a place to get a great college education and hopefully get a chance to play on the next level. So hopefully we'll see you and a lot of those kids when it comes to June and those camps start rolling around.
We'll be there. Coach, again, thanks so much. Have a great evening.
You too, Larry. Have a good night.
Good stuff. Butch Davis, what a great show. Hector, thanks so much. We are back next week.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.